We get things underway this afternoon by welcoming back to the program a very talented actor who stars in the FX series Better Things. Happy to welcome back Rebecca Metz. Rebecca, thanks for being with us again.
Thank you for having me back. It's so nice to talk to you again.
Well, when I heard you were available, I said, please, we had so much fun the first time. Let's do it again. So thank you. Thank
Absolutely.
You for coming back with us. And let's start with this. Have you wrapped yet? Are you done shooting this final season?
Oh, yeah. We wrapped in, I think, October.
Oh, dear. How was that? Was it emotional?
Yeah, it was a bunch of different emotions. We're I think people will, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but the last few episodes involve, you know, kind of a lot of members of the cast getting back together. So we love being around each other. So there was a lot of joy and hugs and safe COVID hugs. And and also, yeah, it was heartbreaking to say goodbye. I mean, we're all still in each other's lives on text messages and bump into each other once in a while because, we refuse to let go. But, it was bittersweet for sure.
Well, as a fan of the show, and I don't know if maybe cast members and crew feel the same way, I'm always glad to see a show that I care about and I love end when it's still right at the top of its game, because there have been those shows that have continued on and there was a downhill slide. So I have great respect for Pam and everybody involved at doing it now, but at the same time, I want more.
Yep. I mean, I think I agree with you. I think we all absolutely do feel the same way. It's wonderful to go out while the show is still at its best. And also, you know, this show's a little bit weird because Pam, who is the lead and the director of every episode and head writer and a million other things, you know, it's a huge amount of work for her. So, you know, I think we all understood that she might be ready for a break. She might be ready to do some other projects. This is a really heavy lift for her every season. And also it's wonderful and rare to get to end a show on our own terms, you know, to not be canceled unexpectedly, especially during COVID, to have a show be able to go for five seasons and end thoughtfully and the way we want to do it. And like you said, when it's still on a high. So yeah, that's something to be grateful for sure.
You've got this great cast of regulars and recurring players. And then I can't think of many shows in recent years that have had such a deep pool of talent as guests on the show. And that's continued so far this season. Well, I'm so happy to see friend of our show, Barney Croft, early in the year, but Danny Trejo, Ron Cephas Jones. Is it the quality of writing that's able to attract this high level of guest talent?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a combination of the quality of the writing, the quality of the show, making it something that very accomplished people want to be a part of, which is wonderful. And also, you know, Pam's been a working actor for many years. She started as a kid, and she works not only on camera, but in voiceover. And so she has a lot of working relationships and friendships with other people in the business who I think love the idea of coming to work with her because it's such a fun, I mean, it's as much fun to do as it looks like it would be when you watch it. So, you know, I think there are lots of reasons that amazing people want to come be on the show, which is really fun.
As an actor, either during the process or after you wrapped, do you look around at some point and say, boy, this was an incredible experience. I don't know if it'll ever be quite like this again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, I was sort of pretty much as soon as it became clear that I was going to be a part of the show for the long haul, I became and remained conscious of what a blessing and what a unique opportunity it was the whole time. I mean, even I think there will be wonderful things ahead for me, and I'm not worried. But that show, you know, anybody who watches it knows the show is really one of a kind. There's never been anything that feels like it. I've never worked on another show that felt like that to make, that felt so kind of intimate and had so much space to be really creative. A lot of the time when you work in television, you know, you're just kind of grinding out product. you have fun and make it as good as you can, but it's sort of a corporate enterprise a lot of the time. And this never felt like that. And I think that's the really rare thing that any of us would be lucky to get once in a career, never mind more than that.
We're talking with Rebecca Metz here on Downtown. How important is it to have that perspective that seems to be so unique to Better Things?
It's so refreshing. It's fun to, I think a lot of us as actors, we audition for and work on projects that are kind of similar. There's your sort of like legal or medical procedurals. There's, family comedies. And they obviously all have things that make them different, but they can feel familiar when you do a bunch of them. And having something that doesn't feel like anything you've ever worked on before is wonderful. It keeps you on your toes. It challenges you creatively, and it's just exciting to be a part of.
I have to think too, and you've done a lot of television through the years, but working on a set with women in charge, what's the major difference that you notice in experiencing that?
Honestly, the major, it's hard to say. The big difference for me is just the difference between feeling like you're kind of an interloper in a boys' club, which is what crews feel like a lot of the time, or feeling like you are among peers, fellow women. It makes a difference to have the person who like puts the microphone down your shirt to be a woman, to look at the camera and see that there's a woman looking through the viewfinder. It doesn't make a difference in terms of the quality of the work. It makes a little bit of a difference in the vibe of the show, although, every crew has its own vibe, and that obviously doesn't come down just to gender, but it matters just in terms of the feeling of balance on set. I mean, a lot of the men in the cast have said that they really loved it because it allows a little more space for men to maybe be more vulnerable or engage in a different kind of conversation, a different kind of humor. So it's just really refreshing in that way because it's different than most of what the projects we work on.
One of the things that I think is so great about the show is that the arc of the characters makes sense, and it's honest, and it doesn't always go in a straight line. People have setbacks, they make mistakes, and they learn to deal with those. And I think there have been very few shows in recent years, even in an era of great television, that have been as honest about people dealing with their failings.
Yeah, I think that's really true. And I think that has a lot to do with it not being a kind of show that goes through several levels of corporate approval before we get to what we're allowed to say, because then you get lots of people's concerns about the impact on advertisers and marketing and legal has to weigh in and all of that. And things tend to get sterilized that way, and risky things or very honest things tend to get taken out in that process. And as opposed to this, where there was just a ton of support for Pam and the writers to express what they wanted to express, I think they took a lot of inspiration from their own lives, from the actors and cast and the crew. And so, yeah, I think the way the show is made allows for a lot more honesty than most shows can get through, whether they want to or not.
Well, when you think back over these 5 years, is there a moment, is there an episode that you found the most fulfilling for your character or for you as an actor?
Oh, gosh. I always think back to the episodes when we're kind of all together. Eulogy in season 2 was a big one. I feel like that was the episode that got most people's attention and made people start to say, oh, this show is really special. And it was incredibly fun to film, and there was also Graduation that season, which is one of the ones where kind of the whole extended family is together. Father's Day last season was like that, when all the women kind of came together to celebrate Father's Day. And Bocanero last season, the ones when the whole group gets together to celebrate something are the episodes that really stand out for me and are easy because it's I'm playing a character, but I'm also just being myself around people that I care about, which is also what my character is doing.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I wanted to ask, I mean, look, good actors can make it look like there's chemistry, but I don't know. There seems to be some truth and some honesty that comes through that I think you can tell sometimes when people working together genuinely care about each other.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, you know, we're actors. We are capable of creating that with someone that we don't actually feel that way about when we need to. But it is sure easier when we don't have to fabricate it, you know, when you can use that emotional energy for other things because you are working with someone you genuinely like and genuinely care about. I think sometimes you can tell and sometimes you can't. And it's just from my perspective, from our perspective as actors, hopefully in ways the audience will never notice, it is a much pleasanter day at work when you get to work with people you actually love and like.
So let's see, we've been through, I think, 4 episodes so far this season. How many are there in the final season?
I think this last week was 7.
Whoa.
And so we have 3 left.
Yeah.
So we'll be in all 3 of them.
All right. I'm gonna have to parcel these out slowly because
I know. I understand people stretching them out, not wanting to be caught up, put off the end.
So what's next for you, Rebecca?
You know, that is a great question. This is the first time in a number of years that I don't know the answer. Like I have always had, not always, but for a long time, had some recurring role or some regular role or some job that I knew I was going back to. And this is the first time in a long time that I don't, which is a little bit scary, but also exciting. You know, it kind of feels like an opportunity for a new beginning. So I've worked on a couple of things that I'm not allowed to talk about yet. But in terms of what I'm working on next, I don't know. I'm excited to find out. I'll let you know when I do.
Well, I hope you'll come back and visit when you can tell us what it is.
I would love to do that. Thank you.
And I think last time we said, you know, the second most famous person from Freehold, New Jersey. But you know, what's what's Bruce done the last few months?
I just read that he did a concert through quarantine. I'm not sure, or sang, maybe not a whole concert, but sang something from quarantine. I saw him on a couple of talk shows with Barack Obama. You know, he had his Broadway show for a while. I'm not sure what the status of that is because theater is in a, you know, precarious situation right now. But I think Bruce is staying busy.
He's doing okay, but
I'm
you know what?
To Freehold soon. But, I hope I'm going to bump into him.
But, you know, you've come on with us, and Bruce hasn't come on yet, so you're number one in our estimation.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I hope he uses that as an incentive to come and talk to you.
I hope so, too. But always great to talk with you, Rebecca. Look forward to these precious last few episodes of Better Things. Congratulations to everybody involved on a wonderful run. Much success going forward, and thanks again for making some time for us.
Thank you for having me back. It was lovely once again to talk with you.
That is Rebecca Metz of Better Things here on Downtown.